from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I honestly didn't know it was possible to still commit recruiting violations in college sports. Seems like the wild, wild west where anything goes, including pay for play. And the NCAA has pretty much opened the floodgates. The Power Four, now there's only 4 conferences, they are absolutely feeding into the big money, big bottom line approach to college football. The playoffs been expanded. NIL money is flowing. Again, thinly veiled pay-for-play schemes. They're even now retroactively going back and paying athletes, including those from non-revenue sports. And yet, somehow you can still commit recruiting violations. That's interesting. Kirk Ferentz found out the hard way. You know what I didn't know about the Iowa football coach? He is the longest tenured in Division I. I actually didn't realize that. Longest tenured FBS coach. I guess it's not called Division I anymore. He's been with Iowa since before the turn of the century. Consider the number of schools out there who field football programs at the FBS level, and he is the longest tenured. He is actually supposed to speak with reporters on Thursday because they're done with their preseason training camp. It's more and more like a pro sport every year. And so he, as well as his assistant, will be suspended 1 game for violating recruiting rules related to a transfer QB, Cade McNamara. So that'll be interesting to hear what he has to say and with more details coming out. And on that note, breaking news. How about that? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I hope that you crushed your hump day. Boy, did we have a very unique and I thought special show on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. I really enjoyed reading your posts on each of our social media sites about why you love radio, how you listen to it, when you first started listening, and also who your favorite voices and personalities and shows might be. And to that end, and this was in honor of National Radio Day, I found this Pew Research study that gives us some insight into how Americans use radio. And I was really excited to look at some of the results because, as I said to you 24 hours ago, the pundits, the analysts, media insiders, those who follow the communications business, the public communications business, have been predicting the demise, sometimes slow death, sometimes quick burn, of radio since I was at Syracuse getting my master's degree. I've been hearing about how radio is dying and will soon be extinct for longer than I've been in the business. And yet it's still here. And not just that, it still has a very prominent place with Americans. And I'm not just talking about sports, but we do know that radio and TV, podcasts, play a vital role in our fandom. I heard from so many of you who associate a particular name with your team, a voice with your team, a radio station or affiliate with your team. Very often, the two go hand in hand. We get attached to those people who talk about our teams, cover our teams. There is a place for radio for so many reasons. And I know TV is more accessible on our phones now, and streaming makes the video more accessible. But TV is a medium that doesn't include a whole lot of interaction. It's much more packaged and compartmentalized. Radio's free form and free flowing. It's a conversation. And we love to hear people talk about our favorite teams. Or we love to get angry and disagree and debate, even if it's to ourselves in a vehicle or on a bar stool with someone else. We love to debate about those opinions that are thrown out on the radio. I was always taught that if you can get an emotional reaction from your audience, either pro, con, for, against, love, hate, well, you're doing something right. And so it was really cool to hear from you. We took a ton of phone calls, which is not something we normally do on the show. And I did share the podcast. Now, it was just a few hours ago. It was later on Wednesday evening because we're migrating with our podcast. It's going from one server and one distribution site to another. And for that reason, we've been trying to learn the new mode and method and how we can share it. But I did finally get to do that. It's called Why We Love Radio, the podcast. And it was really cool to interact with so many of you during our hump show. And also to answer those questions that were asked of us via Ask Amy Anything. So I'd love for you to check it out at A-Law Radio or our show Twix at Amy After Hours. And then our Facebook page named after the show. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Do you know college football starts this weekend? Someone asked me the question of why the first week of college football is week zero. I actually don't know the answer to that. I used to think it was because that way week one would match up with the NFL's week one, but it doesn't because the NFL has pushed its start weekend post Labor Day, whereas now college football starts the weekend before Labor Day. My husband and I were just looking at the Texas football schedule. I married into a Longhorn family. They do not love my Oklahoma history. And by Oklahoma, I mean the state, not the school. Although I did cover many sports at the University of Oklahoma, and covering those sports paid my living for a few years. So I do have a legit connection to Oklahoma. A lot of great friends still live in the Sooner State and are either Sooner or Cowboy fans. But now I've got to be a Longhorn fan. My husband actually said to me, no, you don't. I think for the peace. Yes, I do. And yes, I will. I want him to be happy. I want his family to be happy. So, right, go Longhorns. So college football is starting soon and the NFL is not far behind. Although it will look very different this season. It may have been a while since we've talked about it, but conference realignment is changing the face of college football in a stark and drastic way. You know this, right? The Pac-12 is no longer, and it may be revived at some point in the future, meaning there may be a bunch of teams who join the Pac-12. And they turn it into a thriving conference again, one that has more than the two members that are listed right now. This is really crazy. If you go on any sports website, meaning a legitimate sports website, and you look up conference standings, or you go to the college football page and look up conference standings, scroll, 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 scroll your boat all the way down, and you get to the Pac-12, there's just the two teams listed, Oregon State and Washington State. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it hit me when in the new college football video game, when you go to the Pac-12, there's only two teams. It's only Wazoo and who else is there? Oregon State.
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny if their entire conference slate was just 6 weeks in a row against each other? I mean, it wouldn't be funny as in ha-ha for them, but it might be funny as in ha-ha for the rest of us. Meanwhile, right below the Pac-12, and I'm on ESPN.com, is the SEC. Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Missouri. I said Ole Miss twice, sorry. Missouri, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Texas, and Vanderbilt. It's massive. Scrolling up to the Big Ten. You need an entire page for the conference standings in the Big Ten. Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Maryland, Michigan State, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Purdue, Rutgers, UCLA, USC, Washington, Wisconsin. OMG. Talk about urban sprawl. Essentially, the sprawl for the SEC and the Big Ten now cover the majority of the United States on a map. It's Big Ten and SEC country.
Yes, the very popular Midwestern state of Oregon.
From coast to coast. The very popular Southeastern Conference state of Texas. The very popular Southeastern school of Oklahoma. It's just weird. Let's admit it. It's weird. But honestly, that part doesn't matter. And so it's a new era again, a new age again, a new look again for college football and soon the rest of college sports. So it'll take some getting used to, but this coming weekend, it's week zero. Time to dive in. Maybe use name tags if you don't know which conference you're from or which conference others are from. Interesting, too, because the sports fans oftentimes will connect and find common ground over their alumnus, or, well, the fact their alumni status, right? If they're an alumnus of a particular school or conference. I mean, people bond over, oh, I went to the SEC, or, oh, I went to a Big Ten school. For me, it was, oh, I went to a Big East school. Except that's so changed now and so different. The Big East has gone through multiple iterations. So is the Big Ten, the SEC as well. Other conferences are soon to follow. So do you go with the conference it was when you were there or the conference it is now? So Oregon alum, are they proud Big Ten members right now? Is that odd? It's odd.
That's very weird.
It's a rhetorical question. For instance, Bo Nix, would he say he's an alum of the Pac-12 or the Big Ten? It's kind of funny, actually.
What if you went to these schools when it wasn't the Pac-12 and it was the Pac-10?
Or the Big 8.
Oh, my goodness.
That just means you're old. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I made the transition as in segue. It's a radio term. We're talking shop here for those of you who love radio. To Oregon because Bo Nix was the number 12 pick by the Denver Broncos out of Oregon. Now at 24 years old, he is making history. Sean Payton names the rookie QB the starter for the Denver Broncos. Do you know the last time a rookie started for the Broncos? It was 1983, and it was John Elway who was behind the line of scrimmage.
It was really cool. It's, not every day to get that news, but obviously, as a room, we've been working hard, and putting a lot of good things on film, putting a lot of good things, on the practice field, And so to get that news is definitely a great great thing. And so I'm super excited and ready to get back to work again.
The larger body of work, there's certain things right now with Stiddy's experience that you see. I would say, a lot of the off schedule movement throws, and I think he's been consistent, and it's not really a reflection on Jared or even Zach. It's some of the things that he's been able to do pretty quickly. His arm strength down the field, all the things when we evaluated him, we're still in the beginning of this process, the development, not only of him, but the other two guys as they can help our team. And so it was the overall body of work.
Might as well dive in with the rookie. Sean Payton wanting to get his rookie out there, get him reps, get him some real-world experience. And since he shows some of that raw talent, that gives him a higher ceiling than Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson, you might as well put him out there. I think his mobility, the talent that he's shown, but also his propensity to be able to scramble a little bit out of trouble. Now, you don't want, if it's me, I guess I shouldn't speak for Sean Payton. I don't think you want your rookie quarterback scrambling all over the place like he's Lamar Jackson. There's only one of those. You do want to be able to protect him. You want to make sure he lasts through his rookie season. And what do we know about rookie QBs? Well, they don't often protect themselves. They're trying to make a play. They're trying to establish themselves. They're trying to prove that they can handle an offense, but also handle the responsibilities. They want to prove they're up to the task. And so often rookie quarterbacks, really rookie anythings, who have something to prove, they're taking risks that are unnecessary. You want your rookie quarterback to throw the ball away, to protect the football at all costs, and to protect himself. So you don't want your rookie running all over God's green earth to try to get an extra half yard. But the fact that he is a little mobile, the fact that he has been working with the starting offense and showing some of these raw abilities, well, that's big. And I do understand why you would look at Bo Nix and think, hey, this guy has a higher ceiling. We know what Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson are about. Not that they can't make big plays or be solid starters. But with Bo Nix, you see that the potential and the ceiling is so much higher. And certainly with a rookie, there's a higher risk. But with Bo Nix, there's also a higher reward. And Sean Payton's talked about how he's seen him grow. He's maturing. He makes smart decisions. They do, of course, love his accuracy. That's something that people talked about when he was coming out of Oregon. He went to Auburn before Oregon, so he's had the best of both conferences, I guess, if you consider him a Big Tenner now. No. He was a Pac-12er. So Auburn and Oregon. He was working with Phillip Rivers to get ready for the NFL. And they've seen some real positive moments with him. Right, so he, again, the accuracy, taking what the defense is showing him, but they really like the fact that he's not 21, he's not 22, he played a lot of college football, and that gives him an edge maybe over some of the other rookie quarterbacks that were also drafted. And yeah, he will be the first rookie QB to start for the Broncos since 1983 and the great John Elway.
It'd be a special moment, and You know, obviously that's, great to share with such a great player like John Elway, but definitely want to consider going out there and doing whatever I can do ultimately for the team. Doesn't matter when, you know, your first start is. Doesn't matter if you have to wait or if you go right now. You just want to get out there and get the first win and ultimately compete at a high level and give your team the best chance possible. And so that's what my goal is at the beginning, is just to give our team the best chance to go out there and win games.
Couple of things that are interesting. I think Sean Payton's never started a rookie quarterback, and he's got nearly two decades in the NFL as a head coach. And also, Broncos haven't made the Super Bowl since Peyton Manning retired. That goes back to Super Bowl 50. They haven't tasted postseason football since that point. So 8 years in a row, they've missed the playoffs. And most of that time, below 500.
Omaha!
I do miss Peyton Manning. Bo Nix, not a well-kept secret. This was expected because he'd been taking the first team snaps most of the last week for Denver. Be interesting to see how these three quarterbacks come out of the gate from the rookie class. And at some point, we may see Drake May on the field with the Patriots. If we see Michael Penix, that's a major issue because that means something went horribly wrong with Kirk Cousins. But Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, three QBs drafted in the top 12 in the springtime will all be starters come the season openers, which are right around the corner. Eek! I can't wait. Now I've got the bug and I'm ready to go. Just before the show, I tried to pop my pre-show popcorn in the mini fridge instead of the microwave. That's how it's going. I hope your day was just as entertaining. At A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page too, we're going to run the bases. Oh, Manny's got squeaky shoes. He's going to run the bases. When we resume this conversation, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
The payoff pitch, swing on a high fly ball, well hit left center. Mullins going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone. Put it in the books. The Mets win it again against Dominguez, and only now does Winker, after firing down his helmet and batting gloves, step on first base and start his triumphant tour around the bases. A game-winning home run. The Mets have won the ball game 4-3.
The Orioles and Mets engaged in quite the series full of fireworks at Citi Field. And if you missed it, final hour, in fact, final segment of our show that ended earlier on Wednesday morning, we had Rob Long from our Baltimore affiliate, 105.7 The Fan, in honor of National Radio Day. I asked him why he loves radio and how he got into it, and it was fun to talk to him. But he was in New York, which is where our headquarters are located. Thus, he was here in the building to cover Orioles and Mets, because he also works for Mass and the Orioles TV outlet. And so, for that reason, when he got done with his own morning show in our building, broadcasting in Baltimore, but our own morning show, or his own morning show, he then had to hightail it to Citi Field for what was a day game. But yeah, this was a series in which the Mets took two of three from the Orioles, but a couple of them ended in final at bats. And so while I keep telling you, it's almost like I need to remind myself it's too early to be scoreboard watching. I am, in fact, keeping an eye on what's happening in some of these tight division races, because we are nearing the end of August. Let that sink in. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So as the Baltimore Orioles drop two of three, the Yankees engaged in a series against the Guardians. And so this is a big deal, right? Because Cleveland is part of that race for best record in the American League. So first you hear the walk-off with Howie Rose and the New York Mets radio network. And then in the same metro area, the Yankees hosting the Guardians. And while we've had a couple of tight ones earlier in this series, Wednesday's game, not so much.
First pitch to Soto's hammered in the air, deep center field, on his horse, Lane Thomas still on the track, he looks up and it's gone! onto the netting in Monument Park in straightaway center. For the second night in a row, Juan Soto lights him up in the first inning here in the Bronx. A two-run homer yanks up 2-0 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball, right center field. It could go. Noel at the wall. It is gone. Onto the porch in right field for Aaron Judge. Easy power out of the bat of the Yankee captain. A two-run homer, and the Yanks are ahead 4-0. Pitch is hit in the air, right field. Noel turning, watching. This one is gone.
Boom.
Onto the porch in right field. Second home run of the night for Aaron Judge. He delivers a banger into right. Number 47. Yankees are ahead 8-0.
Wait, number 47. That in and of itself is jarring. You know this is a national radio show, right? We don't cheer from the press box.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not in the press box.
You get my meaning. So the New York Yankees end up getting a win that's not relatively close because of the firepower. And it's just amazing what Judge is doing right now. We've talked about him as a Triple Crown candidate. And boy, he continues to smash the baseball. I feel bad for the baseball. He has 47 home runs. Shohei Ohtani, next closest in that home run race. I guess we can call it a race. With 39. Judge is nearly 10 home runs ahead of Shohei Ohtani, who is certainly a National League MVP candidate. Next closest in the American League is, in fact, 10 home runs behind the pace being set by Judge. Anthony Santander of Baltimore is sitting on 37. And it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, Justin Shackle, and I'm pretty sure Brandon Tierney stole my line. Boom! He was filling in for Susan Waldman on the Yankees radio network. Judge is also well ahead in the RBI race with 117. And he's second in the batting average competition. Shall we call it? It's like a segment of the beauty competition. Or a segment of the, what do you call those? Shoot. This is not my area of expertise. Miss you. Oh, pageants. Beauty pageants. I feel like that's probably politically incorrect now somehow. But let's just say this is a Mr. Baseball USA pageant. And there are three categories. And he is leading in both home runs and RBI. But when it comes to the swimsuit competition, which is the batting average portion of the pageant. No, thank you. Aaron Judge is trailing Bobby Witt of the Royals. But yeah, all of that is one big reason why the Yankees right now have best record by 5/1000ths of a point over the Orioles.
Boom.
In the American League. Boom. That, my friends, is Brandon Tierney. Does not do it as well. I suppose we could use one of those social media trends. Who wore it better? My sister-in-law, my nieces used to love those. They would go through all of them online. You could find polls and vote in who wore it better. So if we must, who set it up better? Who dropped it better? Brandon Tierney, boom. Or Amy Lawrence.
Boom.
Boom! Oh, I don't even think it's a competition.
Boom.
Boom! Boom! Boom!
Boom!
Okay, at A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. So Yankees get the best of the Guardians. We heard a lot of Tom Hamilton and the Guardians radio network. Hey, look, I see Aaron Judge on my TV in front of me. Wowzers. And to have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge both hitting home runs, while it doesn't necessarily mean that the rest of the lineup is following suit, it does make them a really tough out when that happens. Judge is, along with Shohei Ohtani, faces of baseball. And even if you dislike the Yankees, or you're just tired of hearing about them, or you think they get too much coverage, or you can't stand the fact that Yankees fans are entitled, Manny, it's so true.
Boom.
Uh-huh. Even if you can't stand all of those things, or maybe you're just jealous, really sports hate most of the time is jealousy. Aaron Judge is good for Major League Baseball. When he is performing like he is, it's must-see TV. If you remember a couple of years ago, this is before he got the huge contract to stay in New York. Remember, he was pursuing the new, or trying to set, I should say, but pursuing the American League home run record for single season. And seemed like every at-bat was shown on multiple networks. Remember, now this is going back to kind of the early days. I know we've had a few seasons to get acclimated to it now, but to the earlier days when Apple TV would carry a handful of Yankees games and baseball games, and they actually pulled them off of streaming and put them on TV because people wanted to see what would happen when Aaron Judge stepped to the plate. I remember I went to one of the games late that season at Yankee Stadium, and the atmosphere, the energy, when Aaron Judge would step in the batter's box, it was palpable. Such a difference. And he talked about the pressure. Not that he isn't used to dealing with it, but if that was pressure, think about what he'll face as we get closer and closer to the end of the regular season. The potential records. He's already hit 300 career home runs and now is sitting on 47. There is a possibility Aaron Judge could have 50 home runs before we get to the month of September. That's insane.
It's bananas. It is.
It's totally bananas. All right, so let's do the math, just a little bit of math.
Oh.
Not hard math, because I know you were told there would be no math or that I would do the math. Right now, he's got 47 home runs through 127 games. Okay? That means they still have, what is it, 35 games to go? 127 and 35.
Ooh, nice.
Yep. 35 games to go. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, he's at 50 before the end of this month. Okay, because it's August 21st. They've still got a good week plus in the month of August. There's a real good shot he hits three more. He just had two in tonight's game. So with 35 more games, 15 home runs?
You were read my mind.
Is that well within? I'm trying to be conservative because I don't want to pump it up and get all crazy with it where it's not believable.
Hey, I'm the homer.
No, it's not really about being a homer. It's just about there's a lot of pressure on him. Not to mention pitchers will pitch around him if they can. They'd rather take their chances with other guys like Juan Soto, blah, blah, blah. Because the last thing you want to do right now is give Aaron Judge a pitch groove down the middle.
Well, not to turn this into the fan, but yeah, the issue with the Yankees has been, it's been Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and then seven other dudes.
Right.
Nobody else has been able to pick it up on offense.
Still, though, if Juan Soto's hitting as well, right, you got to be careful what you're doing with Aaron Judge and who you're putting on base. So, thinking about these 35 games and going back to his American League home run record, gosh, was that, it seemed like it was so long ago. It was only two seasons ago. 62 home runs he hit that season. That was his MVP season. Okay. He's at right now 47. Let's say, again, let's just say for the sake of argument, he gets to 50 by the end of August. That means he still has a full month to hit 12 home runs. And I kind of feel like 15 is well within his reach. That's about 3.5 home runs a week. All right, maybe that's asking too much. I don't want to put too much pressure on him. Trying to be conservative, but you would think in the course of the next 5 weeks that 15 to 18 home runs would be well within his wheelhouse.
Especially the tear he's been on over the last 8 weeks or so, 12 weeks.
Yeah, pretty incredible to watch. And again, whether or not you root for the Yankees, care about the Yankees, would be happy if you never heard from the Yankees again. Fact is, this guy's good for baseball. And after a year in which he was injured a lot of the time. And I know it was frustrating for him. He signed that new contract and then he got hurt. That's tough for him because he does want to be on the field. He's not one of those guys who just wanted the money and doesn't care what happens after that or doesn't take it personally, doesn't miss being out there with his team. And now here he is healthy and not only at times single-handedly keeping the Yankees relevant, but he is pacing the field to the point where he very well could be another MVP in the AL or possibly a wild card, possibly a triple crown. Oh yeah, the Yankees could be a wild card, possibly a triple crown winner. Wow.
Boom.
What? I think my boom is better. Why do you keep playing his boom?
Because we're going to hear it at the end of the show as well. I don't want to overplay yours.
Okay. I don't think that's possible. People love the boom. People get very upset when there's no boom at the end of the show.
I saw on Twitter once. I will make sure that there's a
boom
at the end of the night.
855-212-4227 at A-Law Radio. And then also on our Facebook page, I did go back and answer a bunch of your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And I did read what you wrote about why you love radio. Podcast is posted there too if you want to go back and listen. Yeah, baseball's going to be fun. We have a great race among Yankees, Orioles, Guardians for best record. Can the Astros insert themselves into that conversation? Will Justin Verlander back on Wednesday in Boston? And how about the NL West, which is dicey? Thanks for hanging out with us. Good to have you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update, albeit a little bit late. I'm so sorry, Pete. And here's Pete McCarthy.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Trent Thornton takes over. His first pitch is swung on and belted down the right field line. That's headed for the corner. Teoscar scores. Here comes Lux behind them. They're going to wave home Will Smith. Here's the relay. It's late. Will scores standing up. And Max Muncy greets the new Mariners reliever with a bases clearing double with two outs. It is now 8-1 Dodgers.
Dodgers sweep the Seattle Mariners. So if you remember last week, before I took off a couple days to hang out with mom, we did talk Mariners baseball, and they were leading the American League West and locked in a battle at the time with the Houston Astros. But that has changed because they've hit the skids a bit and have, I don't want to say they've dropped off the map because maybe that's unfair, kind of feels like it would be a death knell for them, but they definitely have fallen back in the American League West and now sitting at 500 after losing those three in a row to the Dodgers. That's the call on Dodgers radio. Max Muncy, quite a return from him. He had back-to-back home runs in his first two games and then a bases-clearing double to cap a five-run fifth for the Dodgers, as they also have responded to what's happened in their division where the Diamondbacks and the Padres were hot to trot for the last month. And so in doing so, they were able to reel in the Dodgers. Dodgers just trying to get whole from their pitching rotation to their lineup. But I like what I've seen from the Dodgers as a response. Now, we talked Padres baseball 24 hours ago. We had Sammy Leavitt on the show. He was fresh off calling his first two games of Major League Baseball play-by-play, so made his debut in the play-by-play booth. Great to get his perspective. Right now, Diamondbacks and Padres are dead even. Same 72 and 56 records. Dodgers, with some pressure, looking in their rearview mirror, right? So it's a little bit like what you do in a car race. In NASCAR, or, and I don't actually know if this is the case with F1 or the IndyCar, I don't think they have rearview mirrors. I could be wrong. We're going to have to look. They might have side mirrors, not rearview mirrors. Anyway, when you are a professional driver and you race for a living, you're not only looking at the track ahead of you, you're paying attention to what's behind you and what's on either side of you as well. And the Dodgers were seeing these objects in their rearview mirror become larger and larger. Remember, they're closer than they appear. But they've responded with a four-game win streak. They've won 7 of their last 10. And I think a lot of people needed to see that from them to know whether or not they were built to withstand some adversity, some competition. And now that rotation is getting stronger. Jack Flaherty picks up his 10th win. Remember, he was a trade deadline acquisition by the Dodgers minutes before the deadline expired. Max Muncy is back in the lineup too, as I mentioned. And the Dodgers have stabilized there atop the NL West, but also at this point, and it doesn't really matter because it's late August, but at this point, they do have the best record in baseball by a smidge, by a skosh. Don't ask me why my husband uses the phrase skosh, but he does. 855-212-4227, online at A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So I've gone back, as I say, to read many of your responses to the question of why you love radio. It really did encourage me. It made me feel like in this summer where there's just been a revolving door behind the double pane glass, and Manny's been with us a bunch. We've had Colton. We've had Ryan. We've had Nick. We've had Andrew. We've had Chris. It's been a lot of different people. And I'm not at all pointing fingers at them, only to say that it's tough for me to find any kind of continuity when it's constantly someone different. It's a little bit like constantly changing quarterbacks. If you're the Commanders or the Colts or the Browns, we'll get to that, or the Broncos recently, it's really difficult to find any consistency, continuity, or to settle into a rhythm when you're always working with a different QB, or in my case, producer. So I appreciate that many of you have stuck with us over the course of this summer. Producer Pete will be here soon. although he's taking his sweet old time.
I'm a great time.
He and his family are on vacation. I think they're returning from their trip on Thursday. He still has more time off, though we have a conference call set up. We've been sending lists back and forth. So producer Pete is getting ready. However, he's going to wait until right before football kicks off, because why not? I mean, let's just ratchet up the degree of difficulty. But I mean that sincerely. All of you letting me know why you love radio, why you love this show meant a lot to me, because it helped me to see that it's not as bad as I feel like it's been this summer.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.